So, I'm going to tell a little bit of a personal story. Most of you all know me. I work a little bit with my hands and my feet. I need them both. And I enjoy a lot of playing sports, and I grew up running and playing basketball, and I kind of took for granted a lot of basic functions of the human body. Almost 2.5 years ago, I started developing severe foot pain in my left forefoot. I had changed some running shoes, and I also married a runner, Division I runner, so trying to keep up with her proved to be fairly difficult. But, you know, your foot's a very complex structure, and it takes a lot of abuse and a lot of pressure. It's amazing what it can handle. At first I ran through the pain, because my motto was still no pain, no gain. I learned that in high school. It served me well back then. It doesn't serve me so well now. You know, pain is your body telling you something's wrong, so you should maybe stop and reassess. So over the period of like a year and a half, I went to first a chiropractor and then an orthopedic surgeon and then a podiatrist and then back to a chiropractor, and they couldn't figure out what the problem was. X-rays didn't show any breaks. So I went to a friend of mine who's a podiatrist as well. He took MRIs, and they found that I had a torn plantar plate, which basically is a fairly severe injury that requires surgery if you don't catch it in the acute stages. So they wanted to sever the toe and reattach it with screws and pins, and I said, I'm not really excited about that, you know? It was basically guaranteed not to ever be the same again. So I spent a lot of money on special shoes and orthotics and doctors with little or no improvement. So, you know, after a year in, I was fairly discouraged and almost in some ways depressed about my lack of physical activity. So I can tell you I prayed fervently, and I begged God in tears at times to give me back my wings, or my feet, so to speak. And after over a year, I got anointed. I'd been praying for healing, but I hadn't yet got anointed. The pain did begin to subside, and I have to believe God healed me. Not necessarily 100%. I still have pain sometimes in the mornings or late at night. If I get up to use the restroom, maybe it's a lack of circulation. It does swell if I am on it too much. So I can't yet run, but I am very grateful with God's healing to be able to bike and swim and walk and hike. So I would say if Christ was around today, I'd be following him around, you know, begging to be healed. First and foremost of my physical problems, possibly neglecting some of my bigger needs from him, as normal humans tend to do. So I want to talk today a little bit about healing, especially by Christ in the New Testament. Since one of the Gospels was written by a physician, let's start by turning to Luke. As you know, Christ healed thousands of people. There are always multitudes following him around. There are many examples to turn to, but let's just reference two. Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 40. Luke, chapter 4, verse 40 through 44. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowd saw it and came to him. Just a little further down in Luke chapter 5, verse 12 through 16, it reads, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went out around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. So Christ continually had to retreat away from these crowds. There were constantly multitudes coming to him. So I asked the question, why were these people following him and seeking him out? Why did the thousands gather? So sure, many believed and were repentant, but as we know from the history of the early church, many of them were not truly repentant in the long run. So what if Christ's healing was only spiritual? What if he wasn't healing the physical ailments? Would all of these people still have sought after and followed Christ? So do you and I seek true spiritual healing from God as well? You know, God does provide spiritual and emotional healing. If you turn back to Luke 5, you don't have to turn, I'll just reference it. Luke 5:23 reads, "What's easier to say, stand up and walk, or your sins are forgiven?" And I realize that's taking the verse out of context a little bit. Stand up and walk, or your sins are forgiven. But it does draw the difference between the physical and the spiritual. It's much easier to heal the body than it is to heal your heart. And God, although he forgives your sins, some of the wounds and scars still remain. One verse that caught my attention that I think is very encouraging is Psalm 34:18. Just jot this down. Psalm 34:18 reads, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I know that I've personally felt crushed in my spirit at times in my life, just with no way out of the situation. I've felt like that in the past couple years with my foot. Even though it's a physical ailment, it can also affect your psyche and your mind and your heart. You know, King David begged for healing from the self-inflicted wounds and scars he put on his own heart through his own decisions. God forgave David again, but he let him learn some hard lessons. One positive result is that David built character through the process. He developed a much deeper relationship with God, and he recognized his own need for God to heal his heart and cried out to God, literally cried out in prayer like each one of us should. So Christ does desire to heal us emotionally and spiritually, not just physically, although that's very important as well. You don't have to turn there, but I'll again reference Psalm 147:3. Psalm 147:3, "The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars, and he gives names to all of them." So, wow, this means that we matter to God. He cares about the brokenhearted, and he names the stars. We're all going to have a name. Every person has the opportunity to have a relationship with God. Another encouraging scripture would be Isaiah 57:15. And this gives you insight into God's priorities. He could be anywhere, and he can do whatever he wants with his time. But it says here, "For this is what the High and Exalted One says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, brokenhearted, downtrodden, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." So I would say take heart, no matter what you're experiencing in this life or the friends around you or your family. God wants to lift you up and encourage you and heal your heart. I just think that scripture is amazing. Again, he could be anywhere, but he wants to spend time with us. You know, I've broken bones before, multiple times. Never sweat it too much, because they heal back even stronger than before. We all know that God can easily heal the body. He even programmed the body to heal itself. But healing our hearts, this is a longer, more difficult process, and it takes time. Sometimes it takes the encouragement of one another, as well as your relationship with God, to spend time with the brethren, those that have things in common. So everyone has emotional and spiritual scars and wounds. Let's seek physical and spiritual healing. Let's seek spiritual healing with the same vigor and passion as we do physical healing. You know, it does not seem quite as urgent as cancer or some other physical ailment, like in my case, my metatarsal phalangeal joint. But our eternal life does not depend on the condition of our physical bodies. It depends on the condition of our hearts and our minds, our spiritual condition. So in conclusion, I'll reference Christ's words when he read a prophecy from Isaiah in Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.